The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerate.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At the producer, Nick, you can text the show. You know the number for that. And if you miss the first hour, lots of disaster talk and, you know, naked dudes talk. I mean, a little bit of everything. And some speculation on the NFL schedule, which will be released as the show is ending tonight. So we'll be able to talk about that tomorrow. 832 says, I remember the morning show debating if in 10 years we would look back at Kobe's death as the story of the decade. Yeah.
Whoops.
No, it's not even the story of the year now.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. It's odd. Hey, did you see the open letter Jim Harbaugh wrote about changing draft eligibility for the NFL?
Yes. You know who hates that open letter? Dabo Swinney. Nick Saban. They do not like that. Are you kidding me? What is this guy doing?
Well, if you didn't see it, here's what he proposes. Individual could choose to declare for the draft after any season he chooses, so even after 1 year. Now, I'm not crazy about that because I do think football is a little different. These guys need to grow up a little bit. There have been maybe, I don't know, four or five players who could have gone in after their freshman year over the last 10 years or so. But says if he's drafted within the first 224 picks or chooses to sign a free agent contract, he would give up his college eligibility. However, if he's not drafted in the first 224 picks, I don't know why he picked 224. It kind of seems random to me. But he would be able to return to college football if he chooses without penalty, provided he remains in academic compliance and does not receive payment from an agent. Which, I mean, I don't hate it. Again, I don't know that there's a lot of guys who play 1 year that you'd say, okay, he's ready for the NFL. That would be pretty rare. But
Adrian Peterson
is one of the ones that I was thinking of.
And I think maybe the reason why he says 224 is because that's the first seven rounds of that's seven full rounds of the NFL if there's no comp picks.
Okay.
So that's
just say seven. If
well,
you're not
but
drafted.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean,
yeah,
what difference if you're a comp pick and you're 230? But he also proposes allowing players to consult with agents and or lawyers about their decision to enter the draft without losing their eligibility, which is allowed in some other college sports. Here's another one. He also proposes eliminating the red shirt, giving all players 5 years of eligibility, and lifting the cap of 25 scholarships for incoming freshmen and transfers. The scholarship thing isn't going to – that won't fly. I mean, because Title IX.
Yeah.
Get going and add a bunch more scholarships. But what do you think of 5 years of eligibility with no red shirt?
It's fine with me. I mean, basically what it's given is it's giving these student-athletes more options is what it sounds like to me. And if that's what they want, then, you know, that's what the players want. At some point, somebody's got to be an advocate for the athletes, right? It almost sounds – I mean, I haven't dug into what the workarounds are. I mean, you mentioned the Title IX. That's an obvious one. But it seems like, you know, everything that he's doing is to give more options and more flexibility to the players, which I think if you're against that, then you're probably a coach.
Right. But he is a coach, and he has coached in the NFL and college football.
Do you know what this does? Boy, if you're a young recruit, I like his way of thinking. I'll tell you that much. I like a guy who's all about the players versus a guy who's all about himself or the team or the university making money off of you. It sounds pretty appealing to me.
Yeah, and 979 says Myles Garrett could have come out. He could have, but he wouldn't have been. There's no way he would have been.
He
as
wouldn't
good.
Have gone where he went.
No, and he wouldn't have been as good a player right away. And so that's the other concern is guys that come out that are talented like that, but still not developed. Boy, after 1 year, you get to the NFL and you're not physically ready. I mean, that we've seen a lot of guys' careers get destroyed because
yep.
that might have gone on to be good players. So I think you'd have to be – now, do I think Trevor Lawrence could have come out after last year? Yes. I don't know that another year is going to make a big difference for him. But, you know, I would hope you wouldn't see a lot of freshmen.
Yeah.
That'd be the only thing that concerns me. So, did you see the reason that this Kristen Cavallari weirdo divorced Jay Cutler?
Because he's lazy?
Lazy and unmotivated.
I mean, first of all, you knew that when you met him, okay? Secondly, that guy's made $122 million in his career. Like, let him sit on the couch for a while. Let him chill out, right?
Yeah, I mean, pretty sure he funded all your stuff so you could have your goofy TV show.
Yeah. I'm Team Jay on this. I honestly think if you're on the other side, I don't want to be your friend.
Well, she seems like a nightmare. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, that's what happens when you're hot. You're probably a nightmare.
That's probably true.
I'm Team Cutler on this one.
Yep, you got to be.
Made 100, and you know, I'm sorry, Kristen, whatever. Getting your ass beat on an NFL field, even playing quarterback, you're getting hit a lot.
Oh, Jay Cutler, I mean, he got smashed.
Oh.
Think about the offensive line that dude had.
Yeah, no kidding. And guess what? If he wants to take some time to be lazy and unmotivated right now, hey.
I support
it. So be it. I do too.
It's not like you're running out of money. If he wasn't, like, taking care of the bills and stuff, that's a different conversation. You know, if, like, the lights turned off or the gas turned off because Jay didn't get the bills paid, and he's still playing, you know, Madden 17 on his couch. Okay, you're lazy. That's a bad look. Jay made a bunch of money and kickstarted her business to make a bunch of money. Give the dude some slack.
Yeah, if I'm him, I'm glad to be rid of her. Somebody says I might buy a jersey now. Yeah, I just as much as I have been critical of Jay Cutler, the football player. I'm now Team Jay Cutler.
There you go.
I
knew you'd come around.
it's not for what he did on the field, but in this case, I'd be like, okay, you know what? Great. I'm going to be motivated to take my money and run and go get somebody hopefully less crazy as a wife. I mean, good luck with that. That's, you know, and so he mentioned, yeah, he played the whole time with type 1 diabetes.
Yep.
Which,
and now he's just trying to chill out for a little bit. Oh, you're lazy. You're unmotivated. Dude probably got multiple concussions. Yeah. Just wants to relax. Let him relax.
You're just a selfish bitch. That's it. So go do your little TV show. Women. I'll never figure them out.
Whose wife is worse, Earl Thomas's or Jay Cutler's?
Jay Cutler's, at least.
But what if she pointed a gun at him?
Well, then
that would be worse.
Well, no, I think at least Earl Thomas's wife cares enough to chase him down.
Excuse me.
Oh, good job, 509. I mean, she at least was upset enough to do that. This woman's just, he's lazy and unmotivated. Bye.
Jay Cutler's too lazy to go out and have an orgy with his brother.
Exactly. she was mad, I guess, because he was supposed to take this big job at Fox Sports. That would get him up off the couch.
He didn't want to do that.
That job's going to be there whenever he wants to do it. And
again, this isn't a guy who was like, you know, this. It's one thing if you're Kirk Herbstreit Kirk Herbstreit probably didn't make enough, you know, as a player to live comfortably. So he made the most of things as a broadcaster. And now he's got himself a really good living.
Yeah, and
Jay Cutler made so much money playing football that, I mean, he shouldn't have to work again if he doesn't want to. If he wants to build Legos for the rest of his life, let that man build Legos. He made over $120 million, honey.
Yeah, and you're going to get your half because that's the law. So, congrats.
Unless they got 60. That prenup.
Yeah, boy, I would hope.
I bet they do because I think she had some pretty good dough when they met. I bet they prenupped it.
832 says your Dinos won, now 3-0.
Bro, get out the brooms. Sweep them up. Sweep the Lions out the building. You can't mess with these Dinos, Fred.
Well, I'm just glad I didn't choose the Lions.
Yeah, so. Good call. Although you said you do like a loser.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's apparently John McClain saying that the Texans at Chiefs in the Thursday night football season opener has been confirmed.
That's what I've been hearing.
Wow. Okay, so they're obviously not going to back the schedule up. Well, I would have... Sorry.
Is that a surprise to you?
Yeah.
Seemed like John and I were talking about this. Like, they could have had... And obviously, Deshaun's a big star, but the Texans don't have much of a brand nationally. They could have had Steelers at Chiefs opening week, the return of Ben Roethlisberger.
Better.
To me, that would have been a bigger game.
Yeah.
But hey.
We get a rematch of a game that saw them go up 24-0 and then lose 51-31.
Let's just talk about the good times, Fred, okay?
If I could have just stopped that game after one
quarter. Yeah. A lot of games only last one quarter.
Just like they had to stop the NBA season for the coronavirus.
Exactly.
If they had just had somebody test positive after the first quarter, we'd be looking at that game in a completely different way. But I don't need to see that week one. I don't need to see them go out and get smoked week one.
That's what everybody thought last year, week one, Fred. And look what the Texans did.
Yeah,
they
but what
almost
always,
won.
Well, that's true, but...
They almost won. And you know why they almost won? Because DeAndre Hopkins had 8 catches for 111 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's why they almost won.
Well, I'm sure he'll do that. Never mind.
Oh,
yeah.
He might do that opening day. It just won't be for the Texans.
The difference is the Saints always kind of start the first week pretty slow. The Chiefs do not. The Chiefs will be ready. They are every year. And somebody said they could have had Bucks versus Chiefs. Is that in Kansas City?
I don't think it is.
Okay, that's why they couldn't have it then. It has to be in Kansas City.
Which is also kind of lame.
Well, no, I think it's... I hated last year when they just said, oh, let's do Packers-Bears for the 100th.
I
think the Super Bowl champ should get to host the first game.
I just want to see a cool game.
Well, I mean, most of them aren't going to be cool games. We've had some good ones, though, in the past. It's usually been Patriots and somebody. But I'm Patriots-Steelers 1 year and stuff like that. I like that. I think it's kind of a cool way to say goodbye to the old season and, you know, have the champ in there and let them go and kick somebody's ass. Like, I don't know, maybe the Texans. So I'd almost be willing to bet money right now that game will never get played. Or if it is, it won't be whatever date that they announced today.
It's probably a safe bet.
Yeah. All right, let's take a very quick break, but first, tell the people about TGS.
Yeah, another safe bet. You could probably save some money with TGS insurance. I know I saved a lot of money. And guys, if you own your home and you could use some extra cash right now, you may want to look into these guys. It's so simple. It takes about 15 seconds, and you don't have to step out of your house. It's so easy, you can do it in your underwear, as some other people say. All they need is your address. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system's going to ask for your address. Reply back with that. You'll get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and their savings are legit. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 800 reviews, and the average customer saved nearly $900 a year. I saved even more than that. Guys, there's no need to wait till your renewal. TGS is going to save you money and help you get refunded on your previous policy right away. They're open right now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today with TGS Insurance.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Bucks versus Saints week one, which would be, that'd be a better game, frankly, yeah. I think, or at least a more interesting game. We have a puppy corgi update for you.
Okay.
Not barking as much, starting to scratch at the door when he needs to go, but also still going in the house. Still hates his leash, and extremely friendly. Ran to a homeless guy and jumped all over him. Corgi got mini baths after that.
There you go.
Yeah, that's... I mean, the old dog is really friendly with people, unless she's suspicious of you. And the older she gets, she's getting meaner. The little one hates people. She just will... she attached to us, and for some reason she loves our cleaning lady, and there's one person at the daycare that she goes to that she likes. Other than that, like, and nobody's going to be able to steal that dog because she just won't go with them. But
yeah, my corgi doesn't even like me. That's my wife and kids' dog, 100%. Like, I walk in the room and he goes and hides behind them.
Well, I wonder why. I mean...
I have no idea, and I'm not even kidding. That, like, he hides from me. Like, you would think that I threw this dog out of a window or something. I love dogs. I'm a dog guy, but this dog wants nothing to do with me. But so, well, it's his loss, Fred.
You've got another dog. You can
that's
just
right.
Hang out with that
dog.
One.
That dog loves me. That's a loyal dog.
Well, there you go. They both of mine like the wife better than they do me, but they do like me. So we got real sports starting Saturday, May 16th. And if you're up at 8:30 a.m., you can watch Augsburg versus Wolfsburg.
What real sports?
The Bundesliga is starting back up.
We got the UFC on Saturday.
Yeah, that's one event. I'm talking about a full schedule of games to bet on.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Bundesliga. I do like the name of that league, though. It sounds kind of cool.
Well, you're German. It's German.
I'm sure Jerry Bowe's excited about that because he'll make some money.
Oh, Jerry will have plays on all that stuff, man. Yeah. I'll be following right along with it. Like, I had gotten to where I was betting the Premier League, but I was watching it every week and kind of picking up on some things. I don't know that I've ever watched a Bundesliga game. So,
you gonna learn?
I am. You damn right, I am. I'll be pumping away at that stuff. But yeah, you know, I'll just.
Where's Bundesliga? I guess this is a question for Glenn Davis. Where does Bundesliga rank, like, you know, in the hierarchy? How good of a league is that?
Well, I've asked him that before. He says it's right up there with the Spanish league and the English league. It's one of the big ones.
Okay.
Cause when I told him I had adopted Chelsea and was a Premier League fan now.
It's like, Premier League is the English league, right?
Yeah.
So it's on that level.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he told me. I could be misstating, but he said I should be getting into the Bundesliga.
Okay.
And you know, but it's up there. It may not be as good, but According to him, and we got soccer people who listen who can tell us, but I think it's one of the big three leagues.
Okay.
In Europe, where, you know, I mean, and keep in mind, like, the worst European league is better than the MLS, probably. But yeah, that one's a big one. The German league, the Premier League, the Spanish league, and I think Italy's pretty big too, but I think it's behind those guys.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Please, soccer guy, correct.
Which one's La Liga?
Yeah, that's the Spanish league.
Okay.
G-Town Heath says soccer league tiers, English, Spanish, Germany, France. Yeah, I forgot about France. They got a pretty good one, too. But everybody says English and Spanish are the top two.
I will say, I'm not waking up early to watch this stuff. I can tell you that now. So,
I wake up early anyway. What else am I going to watch? I can only watch so many Ancient Aliens.
That's true.
So, you know, at some point, that had become sort of my Saturday morning routine, was get up and watch English Premier League in the mornings. So, yeah, and now everybody's trying to give me how these things rank, like the Italian should be higher than the French, and yeah, but everybody says Bundesliga definitely top three league behind Premier League and La Liga. That's okay. There you go.
That's kind of the consensus.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like the ACC.
So it's like if the CFL was starting up.
No, I think it would be more
like...
Because
it's not NFL, it's not XFL. It's like the next thing down, right?
No, I think there's a pretty big gap between NFL and everybody else.
It's not that way with soccer. I thought Premier League was like way ahead of everybody.
No, I mean I don't think of it that way. I mean, it's probably I mean, they probably have more good teams in the Premier League. So, yeah, Jerry Bowe says, yeah, it's a top league in the world, top three.
All right. Yeah, well, if Jerry Bowe says it, it's got to be true.
Oh, yeah, when it comes to soccer, I mean,
he'll be all
soccer or betting. I'm pretty much whatever he says.
The people are fiend. I've had to I posted my package today on pregame for the UFC card. I couldn't believe how many people came out of the woodwork messaging me wanting a UFC package. I'll just be straight up. Like when I do that stuff for pregame, you know, I do a pretty good amount on football. I sell a lot of college basketball packages. This UFC, I mean, there's a fringe audience. Let's say that they're desperate now. People are like, I don't care, just give me anything. And I've had a pretty good run the last few UFC packages that I've put together. So I think that, you know, I'm feeling confident. Well, I'll say I was feeling confident. I don't know how anybody's training camps have gone. I don't know how much that's impacting things. So that could be that's a disclaimer. But there's a lot of people excited about that card. A lot of people. Because it's the first time there's been real sports in forever.
Yeah, I probably made a mistake not doing – yeah, I did all that Arkansas Derby stuff for free last week. And I probably should have posted it on the site because – I mean, $41 million they bet on that thing.
That's crazy.
So it just shows you how desperate people are right now. And you know, I probably would have done okay with it. So we shall see. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So somebody asks, so you pay a site to get what you would bet. Yeah, that's how it works. We talked about this a little bit the other day. I mean, football season, I do pretty well, but the Triple Crown is where I make all my money for the year on that site, and especially the Derby. And it's always, and it kind of sucks that I didn't have that this year. And maybe, you know, if the Derby goes off in September like it's supposed to, then people will still be interested. But if they run the Belmont before the Derby, I kind of wonder if the interest is going to be the same. It's a really weird situation right now. Lamont asks, is your daughter a senior? If so, are there any talks about a graduation? I have to ask her about that. I was going to check in with her, you know, tomorrow or this weekend, but I haven't heard anything. I don't know what they're up to. And I'm sure they'll do some kind of virtual graduation. Although I don't know how you do that. You're supposed to walk up there and get your diploma.
Yeah. So. Oh, I feel bad for her on that front.
Yeah, I feel really bad for her because she, you know, she's missing her senior prom. She's missing graduation. Guess what? You only get to do that once.
Yeah.
And, well, until she graduates from Penn State, which, you know.
If she graduates from Penn State. The goal is to go there for a couple of years, waste some of your money, and then come home.
No, she'll graduate. I have faith in her. I hope. Yeah, but it's not like I'm going to know what the hell, whether she's studying or not. At least if she'd gone to UH, I could have sort of kept an eye on her. But But yeah, that's it sucks. But and I was never a big graduation guy, because even when I graduated high school, it's like, I don't really want to do this. And I didn't even walk when I graduated college. But it just really wasn't that big a deal to me for some reason. Does that make me weird, or?
No, I think there's a lot of people who are like that. I mean, some people feel like it's such, you know, such an accomplishment that they want to have that moment, but other people don't. They feel like they don't need all the hubbub. I think there's validation for both.
I just wanted that piece of paper, you know.
That's the important thing. You're trying to get to work.
Exactly. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-3776. Somebody says, it's just a high school graduation. Who actually wants to go to that? I don't want to go, but
I mean, I would think you want to go see your daughter, right?
Yeah, it's her graduation. It's her moment, not mine. I mean, I hate stuff like that, but and especially, boy, when they were younger and they had kindergarten graduation and then first grade graduation and, you know, junior high graduation, middle schools.
I hate that.
Yeah, I mean, but I went to every one of them and never missed a one and didn't enjoy any of them. But
they didn't have that
the
crap
point.
When I was a kid. They had one graduation. It was when you finished high school. That was it. It's the only one you got.
And, you know, so yeah, it sucks because, you know, for her, it's her moment. And is it something I want to go to? Would I go for a cousin or something? No. But somebody else says, my daughter's missing a dual credit graduation, high school and associate's degree. Feel bad for her, but it's life.
That's life.
And it really is. And so he said, my kid was supposed to speak at his college graduation this weekend. 3.98 double major in science and played sports. Tougher on his mom and I than him not having the ceremony. He seems okay.
What a
nerd.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a little smart. So, but yeah, I don't know. I think that was
thought that the people that were most concerned about graduations are the people that had they didn't have plans beyond high school. Like, usually, the people who are going off to college, they weren't that worried about graduation because they had other stuff they were thinking about already. The people who didn't have anything like that planned out, those are the people who were like, dude, graduation's the best night of my life.
Yeah, I don't know. Especially college, it just didn't matter to me because as soon as I got my degree, I was going to be able to shift from part-time to full-time. And, well, I was already working full-time. I was getting paid like a part-timer, which, you know, nice criminal move there, Chronicle. But but I was going to be able to get on a full-time job. So that was what was important. And as soon as I was able to get that and go show it to them, it's like, okay, you're on full-time.
That's it.
And so, Mark, and I'll be honest, I didn't have a lot of friends in college. Because, you know, I was working the whole time to pay for it, and so my friends were the people at work, and I didn't make a ton of friends in college, and not that, you know, it's strange that everything I do now is pretty social, but I just didn't have a lot in common with them and didn't want to be part of their little groups, and I mean, I was only there to get through class and get the damn degree so I could get paid more money. 346 asking her, what made her choose Penn State? Pretty sure it's a boyfriend thing, which we know how that's
going to
end.
He's going to Penn State?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. But I honestly, I think she just wanted to, yeah, you know, everybody in the family has either gone to UH or UT. Her brother went to UH. I think she wants to do something different and you know, and she got in there, and that, I mean, that's not the easiest place in the world to get into. No. So she wants to take advantage of it, and I'll support her 100%. And I'm already looking at the positive. I'll get to, at some point when there's fans in the stands again. I've never been there for a football game. It's one of the few major places that I haven't been that I want to go, and it'll give me an excuse to go visit her, go see a
That's
game.
That's true.
So there's that.
And see the person who's fornicating with her.
I don't know that it's gone that far, but I don't.
Oh,
I
prefer... yeah. She's just moving across the country because they hold hands.
somebody said nobody makes friends when they go to UH. It's such a commuter school. I went there as well, and we didn't make any friends. I think that's part of it. And it was really a commuter school when I was there. I mean, that when you're talking the 80s. I mean, that almost nobody lived on campus. It was all people who either, you know, had jobs or were working. So,
see,
yeah.
For me, college was one of the most social times because this, like, the school that I went to, it was a music school. Everybody had the same interest, and we spent so much time together in studios and stuff like that that, I mean, you didn't really have much choice. And I hung out with probably the same 12, 15 people almost every single night in college.
Yeah, I didn't get to do the fun stuff in college. I mean, because I basically went there, went to class, and then went straight to the office and did that all 4 years. And so there wasn't really any partying or any of that. So that's one of the reasons why I'm trying to I've tried to make up for it ever since. because I had to be pretty grown up awful early because I had to help raise my brothers, and then I had a job, and then I got married way too early. It was all the stupid stuff that that you have to deal with. So I had to kind of be, you know, I couldn't really go out and party all the time. But boy, once I got out and I had a real close-knit group of friends at the newspaper, and we went out almost every night after work. And good news is you couldn't get too torn up because we didn't get off work until 1 a.m. So we had an hour to drink, basically.
Yeah.
And except for one place where we were friends with a bartender, and he'd close the door and let us stay as long as we want.
That's always
nice.
But,
yeah. 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. And, yeah, it was... College for me was just a means to an end, man. I just wanted to get paid. That was it. And in retrospect, I wish I'd enjoyed the experience a little more. But, you know, it's more fun to enjoy it when you know, working my way through it means I didn't have any student debt. So, you know, when I came out on the other end, at least I had money to party with.
That's always good.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I've got... I don't know if you saw this, but we never really got to all the stories about what a horrible person Ellen DeGeneres is.
Yeah.
Just see the latest one. A former bodyguard basically says about a month ago, a bunch of former employees came out and said that she's one of the meanest people alive, and had like 7,000 comments. And it was funny because the guy who did it is a comedian named Kevin Porter, and he said for every mean story, he donated $2 to the LA Food Bank. And she never addressed the rumors, and she just said being inside her massive mansion was like being stuck in jail. But the latest one comes from a bodyguard who was hired to protect her mom, and her wife at the 2014 Academy Awards. And he said... basically, the wife was very pleasant and carried on a conversation, but described an experience with DeGeneres as kind of demeaning. Says, I'm holding their hands and walking them through individuals and large groups of people. Ellen is the one person I've been assigned to, and I've been assigned to quite a few celebrities, that has never taken the time to say hi to me. She pretty much just gave me a side glance out of her eye, didn't even say hello or thank you for protecting my mother, my wife, and me. It was very cold, and it was very sly, and it was actually kind of demeaning in the way she treats people other than those who are in her circle.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I feel bad for who cares? Like, are you there to make friends or do your job?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think...
He sounds kind of whiny with that.
Yeah. I agree.
Unless it's someone who you work with, like, on a daily basis, that seems a little crybaby-ish.
Yeah, but it's also piling on a little bit because it's nothing compared to all the other stuff that has been said about her, which is just... And the fact she hasn't addressed any of it means it's probably true.
It could be.
So, yeah.
Or she could. It could be that guy who's paying people to say bad things about Dr. Fauci is paying people to say those things about Ellen.
Maybe. But I mean, it does. Would it shock you though? I mean,
no. That a rich person would be a jerk? No. Ellen maybe a little bit surprises me because she's always seemed so friendly and like obviously she's a very generous lady to at least on television. She gives away a lot of stuff to her audience. But yeah, you never know what people are like in real life, certainly.
Well, I think any celebrity is going to have something weird going on. And, you know, we have friends who've represented musicians and some of the stories they told us about their requirements. You know, you want to talk complete divas. And maybe you don't start out like that because, you know, you have to earn your way to it. I think if I were a billionaire celebrity, I mean, I would be nice to the people around me, but I'd have some diva tendencies. It's like I'd want a bowl of jelly beans, all black.
Gross.
In my room, ready to go. No, those, I love those.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. I told you my Janet Jackson at the Derby story. I'd be like, oh, nope, I don't want to ride on an elevator with you. Sorry. But so he said, I'm 32. I met all my best friends at UH. You just got to get involved in the student body. I did live on campus, though. See, that's the thing. I didn't. In fact, I lived in freaking Lamarck and League City. And so I would plan my day to drive up, go to classes, and then go straight to downtown for the Chronicle. And then rinse and repeat.
I've got some more Vegas numbers for you. You were talking about the four-player poker rooms or four-player per table. Three players limited to each blackjack table. Six per craps table, four per roulette table.
See, that seems much more doable than poker.
I mean, poker, it's almost, you almost can't do it.
Yeah.
It's almost not worth it to do it.
All right, let's take a quick break and talk about that. And we'll have a gym of the day when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And people are wanting to argue with me about soccer leagues. I'm going on what you guys tell me. I mean, all I know is that I liked watching the Premier League. Mostly, even though like I've adopted Chelsea, I loved watching that Liverpool team. They were like the Warriors of soccer, man. They were fun to watch.
I don't like anything like the Warriors.
Well, I mean, I like watching them play.
No, you're not allowed to say that because then you're a Warriors fan like me.
They're fun to watch.
Then people hate you.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Can you tell I chugged my Red Bull?
Yeah, I can tell. That's two today. That's
I had a Topo Chico, so I doubled tap today.
Well, that's your first double in a while.
I know.
So, all right. Let's say you're in Florida, of course, and you're driving.
Are you Florida man or Florida woman?
You're Florida man.
Okay.
You're driving a pickup truck around 11:15 p.m.
All right.
When you get pulled over for failing to have lights to show your license plates.
Okay.
Apparently, the driver was unaware that police officers were approaching from both sides of his Honda. And as one cop came up to the truck on the passenger side, he spotted the man throwing a small object out of the passenger window. The object struck the police officer in the face and fell to the ground. He then observed the object to be a small glass tube, a crack pipe.
No. I hate when I hit a cop with my crack pipe.
Well, how about this? This guy's 61 years old, and it's still rocking crack. How about that? And then, of course, he claimed that the pipe was left in the truck by a friend. But he was arrested and booked and was released on $2,500 bond. So he was named in a criminal information charging him with attempted tampering with evidence, a felony, possession of drug paraphernalia, which is a misdemeanor. He has pleaded not guilty to all the charges and is next due in court on July 8th.
You know, that's going to be a tough racket to beat because, I mean, you hit the cop in the face.
Yeah. So, he is confined to his home with a GPS monitor. His past rap sheet, convictions for armed robbery, trafficking in stolen property, grand theft, burglary, evidence tampering, possession of drug paraphernalia, and violating a domestic violence protection order. So, yeah, you're going to have a hard time proving to me that that wasn't your crack pipe.
Yeah.
Sorry, pal.
Sorry.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Somebody just said, just having a conversation with my dad on best live concerts we've been to. My father said it was Queen back in the 80s. Said it was unbelievable. I mentioned that one before. I saw them at the Summit, which is now Lakewood Church. And it's, if not the best, it was certainly top two. The only other concert that I'd even compare it to was we happened to catch Judas Priest when they just one night they just put on this incredibly remarkable show, and it was almost surreal how good it was.
Where
That's
was
before
it at?
I knew that it was at the old Sam Houston Coliseum.
Because do you think that sometimes, like, where you're at can play into how much you enjoy a concert?
Sometimes, sure. You know, like we talked about those old Texas jams at the Astrodome, and that the acoustics in there just were never great. So if somebody was, and they were so far away, if somebody really wasn't on their game, it'd be pretty bad. But yeah, I saw Black Sabbath with Ronnie James Dio at the old Music Hall, and that was a small place. That was fantastic. And again, I think the venue had something to do with it there.
Like two of my favorite shows ever. I saw Pearl Jam and I saw Pantera with White Zombie at Red Rocks. Both shows at Red Rocks.
Oh, that's a great place to watch
and,
a concert.
I mean, it's hard to, like, just the experience of being there. That makes it tough to beat. You know, I may have seen better live shows, but I always remember those because it was just in a badass place. I saw a bunch of play. Like, there was a concert hall in Nashville called 328 Concert Hall, and I mean, it fit maybe 300 people. But I saw Linkin Park there when they were starting up. I saw a bunch of bands come through there before they were big. Disturbed, I saw come through. So when you see a band like that in a venue like that, even though you don't know how big that band will be at the time, it's still pretty damn cool.
Well, and then you can.
Yeah, getting to see Willie out at Whitewater in New Braunfels, that was pretty cool. So, yeah, I mean, it's the venue often plays into it.
Yeah, well, and even that Guns N' Roses show we all saw.
That was cool, too.
At T-Mobile, it was the first week of T-Mobile Arena, and that place was just amazing. Yep. And I think that played into it too, even though
and all the free booze and sharing a suite with John Mayer, yeah, that played into it also.
Yeah. So, St. Patrick says, think venue can affect it 100%. Elton at MSG was an experience I'll never forget.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and this goes way, way back, but there used to be a club called Cardi's that was like the rock club, and we'd drive all the way up from Lamarck to go to shows there, and saw a Rat there before they were anything, and it's kind of funny seeing them in the Geico commercial now, but saw a bunch of same kind of thing. We saw a bunch of bands that would go on to be, you know, popular, and it was all before they got there.
Behind the music.
There you go. Somebody mentioned that the most fun I had at a concert was a band at Warehouse Live. That's a great facility for stuff. And I've seen a lot of really good bands there that I like. Blackstone Cherry, and saw Buck Cherry there. And I mean, that's a really good place. I like that a lot. My brother says 1993 Pink Floyd at Rice Stadium. It stormed and it fit in with the show amazingly. He said Pink Floyd in a thunderstorm made it the best concert I ever saw.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, there's also so much of its timing. I mean, the great thing about music is music is something that plays on our emotions, and it's, you know, the time in our life when we're going to see some of these guys, and some of it's a situation. Like, I still think when U2 played the Super Bowl after 9/11, it was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. And, you know, they only do a few songs, but it just changed the meaning of the songs when they're like scrolling the names of all the people who were killed. It was, while not a concert, that's one of the best experiences musically that I've ever been involved with. It's in New Orleans, as a matter of fact. The Super Bowl was that year. 713-780-ESPN. Jason says, Ted Nugent at House of Blues. Dude, I used to love Ted Nugent. I know people think he's a whack job, but
they think
that guy put on he put on a hell of a show.
Like, let's
he
just really say it did. How it is. He's a whack job. There's a lot of whack jobs who put on a show. Let's not pretend he's not.
I know, but, I'm sorry. I love the man's music back in the... Although, he's one of those that I listen to now, and there's a lot of songs that's like, why did I like this? This is just not very good. Oh, like Wango Tango. Man, I used to like that song. What the hell? I mean, it was... but they're still, he's still had some stuff. Like, I still love Cat Scratch Fever and Stormtroopin' and some of those things. But although Pantera did a better version of Cat Scratch Fever.
True.
I don't know if you've ever heard their cover of that, but it is badass. So, Nikki, what was your best one?
My best one from what? I'm sorry.
Your best concert.
Yeah.
Probably, let's see, what have I done? Something at Last Concert Cafe or Sublime. I probably would have, I love That's Sublime's concert. That was a really good band.
Good choice. Last Concert, also a cool place to watch bands. All right, let's take a quick break. We've only got 1 hour to go. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for sports talk. And now we're more talk with less commercials.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true.
Houston's only FM sports station. ESPN 97.5.